We're talking with former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Last month, she resigned from her job in Washington, D.C., leading a group commemorating women's suffrage called the Women's Suffrage Centennial Commission. And before that, she served for 8 years as Lieutenant Governor under Governor Scott Walker. And today, she's starting a new job promoting the skilled trades for the Associated Builders and Contractors of Wisconsin. Do you work in the construction industry? Do you think there is a shortage of skilled workers? What's behind that? We're at 800-642-1234. Rebecca Clayfish is the jobs ambassador for the Associated Builders and Contractors of Wisconsin. Rebecca, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you, Kate. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you spent 9 months with the Suffrage Commission. You called that work, Honoring Women's Right to Vote, a passion project. How do you see that work continuing?
Well, I think that the Women's Suffrage Centennial Commission will do a fantastic job. I set them up that they have 42 projects, and all they have to do is basically pull the trigger. I hired a terrific staff I am very proud of. I budgeted out through 2021, which is when the agency must be shut down by decree of Congress, and I brought them in under about $200,000, under budget by about $200,000 in the FY fiscal year 19, and then took them through their last meeting and told the board, I love this work, I am passionate about it, but I love my family more, and I am more passionate about making sure that I'm a decent mom and a good wife, and it was just too much DC time. So I'm really confident that the organization will be able to pull off all of the plans that I set in place, and my national events director is the acting executive director, and they were very understanding and wonderful about it. But when someone tells you a job is going to require some travel, really evaluate what some travel is going to mean.
So you've moved back to Wisconsin and you're turning your attention to the construction industry now. Why focus on this industry? Why did you go down this career path?
Well, this is one of the things that I was passionate about when I was Lieutenant Governor. You'll remember that we came in, we were elected in 2010, we came in 2011, and that was right after the depths of the recession where we saw so many Wisconsinites who didn't have jobs. And our big challenge at the time was how do we get enough jobs for the folks who want them, who are eager to get to work. And after a couple of years of some really good business development policies and some business attraction work, Wisconsin's economy really started climbing and climbing fast to the point where all of a sudden our biggest challenge almost reversed itself. Now, all of a sudden, it wasn't not enough job opportunities for eager workers. It was not enough eager workers for job opportunities. We had businesses creating jobs at such a pace that if you wanted a job, you could get one. And that's what we're seeing today. You saw a slight uptick in our unemployment rate, and unfortunately, that's not from more able workers flooding the market. That is from an actual constriction in the economy. But we're hoping that things will even out. But the question here is, are workers choosing the jobs and the skill sets that are actually needed in our economy today? And we know when it comes to the construction trades industry, that's not the case quite yet. So there's more work to be done in attracting folks to these careers. And I say careers, these aren't just jobs. These are well-paying careers. And so I'm going to help ABC of Wisconsin get the word out and strengthen and invigorate this push to get more folks into apprenticeships because we need them.
Talking with former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, she now works for the Associated Builders and Contractors of Wisconsin, ABC, as she said the acronym. Are you a construction worker or someone trying to get into the industry? What questions do you have for Rebecca Clayfish? What do you think she should be working to address? Join in 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Rebecca, some of the industries say hiring more women is key to addressing a worker shortage. Women are half the workforce. They make up less than 10% of the construction industry. So how do you make construction jobs more attractive for women?
Kate, I think you're so right. And I think of a member of ABC, Jesse Canzanero, who's someone I met at a Skills USA competition a few years back. So Jesse's a plumber, and this is a legacy industry for her and her family. And I know that she's going to be training her kids one day to take on her business because she's built it into something tremendously successful. To women, I would say this. If you are looking for a career, not just a job, but a career with a family-supporting wage where the jobs can never be outsourced to Mexico or India or China, that will always be here, that really needs you, then this is the type of career that you should be looking at. This is much cheaper than going to your traditional four-year university path. By that, I mean an apprenticeship through ABC, at least, it's going to cost you like $2,000 a year, and that includes your books. And plus, you're earning while you are learning. And when you emerge from this apprenticeship, and an apprenticeship tends to take about 4 years, but again, you're earning while you're learning, you're going to make a median wage of $77,000 a year. And Kate, no kidding, that is a higher starting wage than the lieutenant governor of Wisconsin starting wage.
Rebecca, the National Contractors Association says that part of the answer here to the worker shortage is allowing more immigrants into our country to fill these jobs. Will part of your work be advocating for changes to immigration policy?
Well, I think what we're looking at here is trying to attract Wisconsinites who are already Wisconsin residents into these jobs. Not just the jobs, but also long term, because at least for ABC's standpoint, this is something where folks can move up into management opportunities and eventually even own their own companies. And so it's as much about the entrepreneurial spirit as it is about getting a credential and a skill.
So Associated Builders and Contractors of Wisconsin said back in May that President Trump's immigration proposal must include DACA protections. As the president attempts to wind down the program, what would this do to your industry?
Well, I think what you just heard from the news segment right before I came on is that the president is open to working with Democrats dependent on the court's decision. And so I'm in a wait and see position in the same way everyone in the country is on what that looks like and what the president's reaction is going to be.
So Wisconsin was the first state to ratify the 19th Amendment for women's right to vote.
Yes.
Also the first state to develop and implement an apprenticeship program.
Yes.
Our apprenticeship programs
really, Kate, is the best state in the union.
Well, very quickly, as we wrap up here, are apprenticeship programs still relevant in the current job market? Are they still the way to go?
Absolutely. And I love the K-12 schools that put apprenticeship as a higher education opportunity on the same level as a traditional technical college program or four-year university or college, because it truly is higher education. It's a credential and skills that no one can ever take away from you. It is a way to earn and learn and emerge, in many cases, debt-free and launch into a career that can give you your Wisconsin dream.
Rebecca, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me, Kate.
Rebecca Clayfish is with the trade group Associated Builders and Contractors of Wisconsin. Coming up, we're learning what really goes on when someone changes their mind. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.